Today is going to be a throwback day because we're going to go back into the topic of bitachon. We're up to haftacha, and it's going to be a little bit of a callback to some of the concepts that we learned both in Shar Bitachon as well as in the Beis HaLevi. The learning should be a schus for an neshama for Chaim Elazar ben Shimshon-Aryeh and Rabbi Yaakov Yosef ben Chaim Menachem ben Tzion, as well as a schus for a refuah shlema for Chaim Doiva ben Rachel, Chanaliah b'Shem d'Rachel, and Abadati ben Peril, as well as a schus for all those in the Makom Sakana in Eretz Yisrael and those risking their lives to protect it. So we are on page 602. He says like this: Haftacha himida brucha. Bitachon is a very not just beneficial but a blessed midah. Laguf simcha v'lanefesh menucha. It gives joy to the body and it gives rest to the soul. The inyan haftacha. But yeah, he says you have to properly understand what bitachon is. He says bitachon is eina sheyiftach b'Hashem sheyaseh lekol tzarka kirtzonai. It doesn't mean that a person should feel assured that whatever he wants, he's actually going to get. V'shaloi tu'una elavra, and that evil is never going to happen. And again, we had this as a machlokes between Rabbi Yisrael Salanter and I don't remember who it was with, but there was Rabbi Yisrael Salanter and someone else who were arguing whether, oh, and it was, I believe, the Brisker Rav. But I might be wrong on that. There was a machlokes whether you could wish something and it would automatically happen. But the point is, certainly on our level, and the Pele Yoetz is definitely taking the opposition to Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, that you can't just wish something into fruition. But certainly on our level, we're not capable of having that happen. You can't, you that that's not what bitachon means. Bitachon doesn't just mean believe and it will happen. Believe and nothing bad ever will occur. No, she'im ka yiyam, because if that's what you're gonna trust, lepamim, sometimes it's gonna happen, that's gonna be false, and what's happened is you're going to have your hopes dashed. Ki kama tzadikim ma'unim u'meduka bi'yisurim kashim. There were many tzadikim who suffered and had afflictions, u'nefishe nefiche kefan. There were many whose their bellies were bloated from hunger, the Chahina Rois, Rabbis Fitzores, and many other similar types of suffering, Hamasrakshas level of them that come to the world. So you definitely have people, tzaddikim, who went through trials and tribulations. And so for you to think that bitachon means that if you have proper bitachon, it's never gonna happen, that's that you're gonna find yourself disappointed and potentially even angry. And you know, at the results. The main, the foundation of bitachon is for a person to trust in Hashem that anything that Hashem did is really for the best. And in heaven, it's revealed why it's good and why this is the path that Hashem chose. Because a person only could see what's in front of him. But your eyes that you're using do not see clearly. You don't see the whole picture, and so you only see a small snippet of the big picture. And so therefore, it looks what's evil appears to be good, and what's good appears to be evil. An example of this: what's good that what's evil that appears to be good? Someone wins the lottery. You think that's great, but then with all that money, he doesn't know how to properly manage it, and there ends up being fights, and there ends up being he ends up going bankrupt, and he ends up in a worse place than he was beforehand. And what's something that's evil, that looks evil, but it's really good? Sometimes a person doesn't get a job that they really want, or they want a certain opportunity and they don't get it. And then they realize afterwards that they ended up with something better off instead. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what's really good. What's really good for a person's Avodas Hashem, what's really good for a person's neshama. What's really good for a person's ruach. And therefore, a person should always accept with whatever comes his way, with joy and a good heart, secure in the knowledge that nothing that comes from Shemayim is ever bad. Everything that comes from Shemayim is automatically good, even if we can't perceive the good in it. Therefore, a person should throw his bundle on Hashem and allow his life to depend on Hashem. And you don't need to put in a bunch of effort for no reason, to prioritize your priorities and make them what Hashem wants, and you're never gonna seek to force the opportunity. In other words, If someone has real bitachon, so then he's not going to disregard what his obligations are to Hashem, because he's going to say that I'm not worried that something bad is going to happen as a result. Let's say a person says, "I can't. I'm sorry, I can't have this business meeting. I have a shir to go to, or I have to go to Minyan." Now, the potential is, if you're not looking at it objectively, if you're not looking at it through the lens of bitachon, you're going to say, "Hold on a second, you're giving up potential parnasa here for Torah, for tefillah." But the answer is that if you have real bitachon, then you understand that it can't be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is somehow trying to harm me by me doing my avodas Hashem. It's not possible. And so either that sale wasn't supposed to happen anyway, or Hashem's going to send me my parnasa. I am supposed to get that sale, but Hashem's going to send me the parnasa in another way. But it's not possible that a person should look at it at the lens and say somehow that this blew up in you and that this somehow was not good for you. And therefore, just throw your pekulah on Hashem and let him worry about the details. Okay, we did that. And you're not going to sit there with calculations on how can you better your situation, and you're not going to be anxious, he says, about world events and how they might affect you. He believes with complete faith that everything that remains in the hands of Hashem and anything Hashem does is for the best. So a person's not concerned. Trump is going to make tariffs, and that's my parnasa is importing. I'm not worried. That's in God's hands. I'm not worried. There's nothing I can do. I have bitachon. I'm davening. I'm doing my ishtadlus, and that's all I need to do. The ein matzil, and he knows that there's no one who could change what the Yad Hashem demands. So if Hashem wants something to happen, no one can stop it. If Hashem doesn't want something to happen, no one can change that and make it happen. And he also knows that it's not even a little bit difficult for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to bring the Yeshua, whether it's large or small, it's all the same in God's eyes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a person the strength to make wealth, without any need for their calculations and without them becoming tired. Okay, so let's stop here and we'll continue tomorrow, Mirtz Hashem, by identifying a Baal Bitachon.